what it is that I should say and how I should say it, and just guide us in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we're seeing in our country right now that the Lord's not pleased with us, because things are going not so well. Now, once again, we're trying to turn it back. Many of us believe that the policies that are coming out now are in accordance with God's will. So, we try to follow Him. And we say, why should God have control of our lives? Well, of course, as Sherry said, He has control of our lives because He knows what's going on. He knows what's right. He keeps everything together. I remember there used to be a TV show called Joan of Arcadia, and intermittently people would walk up and talk to her, and they were God. It's just like God was like inhabiting people, and they'd come up and talk to just chick Joan. And at one point she got into a discussion about how that she couldn't understand the things that were going on, and said, of course you can't understand the way things are going on. How many billions of people are there around the earth, and I'm keeping track of all of them at the same time? I can do that. You can't even come close. And that's what we have to understand. It's like an example I've used. You might have a church that's having a picnic, and so they're praying, oh Lord, give us clear skies. Meanwhile, out in the countryside, there's this farmer whose crops aren't growing very well, and they're praying, oh Lord, let it just, rain and hordes of it, because I need rain on my crops. So they're both praying in opposite directions. And God decides what's right, because God knows what's right. So, now the background of this is, Jeremiah had been calling on the people to follow the Lord, and they wouldn't do it. Now, as you look through the prophets, you find that there are prophets, predominantly the major one was Isaiah, that are prophesying as you come up through various kingships of different kings and saying, get your stuff together. God is starting to get angry about this. Then we get Jeremiah, who is right at the place just before they went to Babylon, and it ends with them in Babylon. And he is saying, God is done with you. He's going to carry you away. And so he was often considered to be a traitor, because he kept saying, don't fight these Babylonians. God brought them here. Straighten you out. You just surrender to them and go to Babylon with them. And everybody thought that was terrible, which it probably, they would think it was terrible. But it was the message of God. But they wouldn't listen to what God was saying. So God said to Jeremiah, go watch this potter making things out of clay. This is a very skilled guy. He makes beautiful stuff. But when the jar came out wrong, the potter just mashed all the clay back into a lump and started all over again. And he created a different jar. The potter was completely in control of the clay. So God says, I'm the potter. And Judah, as it happened, was the nation that was going, Israel had already been taken away. But the nation of Judah had been carried off, was being carried off at the time. And he says, I'm in control of the nations and everything that's going on. Even if a nation was set to be destroyed because it was so evil, if it turns back to God and follows Him, then He says, I'll relent and I won't destroy it. I'll make it proper because it's following me. And even if a nation was set for success because it's doing really well, But if it stops following me and does evil things, then I will destroy it. Now at this point, as we said, God is dissatisfied with Judah. And he says, I'm about to bring destruction on Judah. And they would say, well, wait a minute, we're God's people. He's supposed to take care of us. And his reply, of course, would be, yeah, and you're supposed to worship me and not a bunch of idols. So, he's just about to bring this destruction on them. But, as in all the prophecies that you read in all the prophets, he ends it with, however, if you turn back to me, we'll blow it all off and start over. It's okay. Okay? I can fix you, or I can mash you completely into nothingness and start over. Whatever it needs to be. So what's this mean to us? Well, first of all, we need to turn to God. And I don't just mean us. I mean, most of us have turned to God. But all of us, at some point, are a little irritated at God because he's not doing to suit us. And we need to decide that we're going to follow God. My example, I've used many times, was my friend Elwin Davies, who was writing a sermon, and it wasn't coming out right, and the Lord was telling him what he wanted to write, and he kept arguing with God. He would say, I had a tiff with God. And God finally just said to him, Elwin, who's God? Mm-hmm. Well, you are. Well, then who decides what kind of sermon you should write? But you told me to write. No. Who decides what the sermon should be like? You do. Now, I've told you what I want you to talk about and what I want in this sermon. Go do it. And so he said, yes, God. And it was one of the most successful sermons he ever did. But at some point, we all argue with God. I don't want it to be that way. I don't like that. Okay? I once had a guy that Pat told me, you need to pray for this guy that he'll be saved. And I said, I don't want him to be saved. If he goes to heaven, he'll spoil it. And then I came to realize, but another pastor talked to me and said, if he comes to Christ, he won't be him anymore. Because if you're in Christ, you're a new creation and the old's passed away. So you should pray for him to be saved so he won't be him anymore. He'll be somebody you like. Oh, okay. Help with my in-laws, too, because I was fighting with them. But as it went along, the more I prayed for them, the better it got. We need to hold our leaders to account for following the will of God. Once again, Charlie Kirk was doing that, and so some idiot shot him. But now that has kind of brought everything to the forefront, and people are saying, we need to come back to God. And we're hearing more and more and more people talking about coming to God.
And they say that what people have been for evil, God will use for
right. good. Yes. Even if something is done for evil, God can turn it back to good. So we need to hold our leaders to account to make this a godly nation again, because we were successful and we grew and we were dominant when we were a godly nation. My grandparents always used to tell me that we won the Second World War specifically because we followed God and they didn't. And
well, no, Hitler thought he was God.
Yeah.
And we need to get God back in control. If God was running our country, if we actually let him run our country, we would be in so much better shape. Everything would be right. Unfortunately, we would have to take action against a large portion of our population now who does not follow God and actively fights against him. We know that Satan has always used religion, other religions, to try to fight against God. That's what he was doing at this time. They had just, every place had their own religions.
God is letting him roam about the earth.
Right.
I mean, he told them that he could roam about the earth until this.
And many religions are fun in terms of, you know, but there's a lot of things that God says don't do that are, we think are fun. Okay? Sexual promiscuity, I guess, comes to the top of these things. But there are some religions that promote it. Oh, yes, you know, if you come to us and you become a part of us, of course, that's guys. That's usually not women. So that's why we really find that, you know, you're not going to, because you don't want to tick off women, because they'll stab you in the side when you're not looking. But at any rate, you know, we need to get God in control of our country again. When things were not going right, not going well, Abraham Lincoln got together and said, we need a national day of prayer. And that's where the official Thanksgiving came from. And so we need to come back to thanking God for the good things he does for us. And apologizing for the bad things that we do to go astray from him. Mm-hmm. And asking him to get rid of the people who are doing bad stuff. I've had people say to me, you can't just say, oh, we need to wipe that guy out. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. I don't say we need to wipe that guy out. I say God needs to. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I pray to God very often, Lord, this guy is not following your will. Okay, and he's hindering those of us who are following your will. And there's nothing I can do about it because that put me in jail for the kind of stuff I've got in mind. So you need to deal with it. So it all comes out smooth.
We need somebody to share Jesus with him.
That's true. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you share Jesus. That's like the famous one of the girl in Columbine, and they said, are you ready to die for Jesus? And she says, I absolutely am ready to die for Jesus. So they killed her. Unfortunately for them, that led a lot of other people to come to Jesus. Because they're going, hey, if she was that committed to this, I want to find out about it. I want to check it out and see what this is. So anyway, we need everybody to turn to God. We need to lead people to turn to God. And we need to hold our leaders accountable for running our country in a godly way. The end of our prayer list, it says, we pray for godly leadership in our government. And we do. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we were here today. We'd ask you to bless us and guide us and go with us. Keep us all safe and healthy. Watch over us as we go through our lives, and particularly those of us like me that are getting really old and our whole body's breaking down. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.